Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Bonnie Gee United manager Jason Gibson. Jason, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sports, and well, you'd be happy with your side's performance last night, but it was typical cup fashion. It went to penalties, and your side won.
Yeah, a lot of penalties. We come out on top. I'm delighted to get through to the next round. So.
Last night's conditions, suppose, like everywhere in the northwest, difficult to say the least.
Yeah, look, we were obviously fearful on Friday of the game taking place, and then, you know, weather picked up yesterday and the pitch was actually in great condition, kind of by kick-off time, but then obviously, as everybody's seen, the conditions then just worsened as the night went on, and the pitch kind of deteriorated as the night went on as well, so it was difficult. And, you know, to be fair to our lads, they'll try to play football, credit to them, so but no, it was difficult conditions.
Looking at the game yesterday evening, suppose it was Everton who got the start that they wanted to get, Alan Geary getting the first opening score, suppose, and your guys just responded really, really well. Michael Doherty got in for the equaliser.
Yeah, look, it was a great response. We kind of felt we were in control of the game, and you know, as I said last night, at that level, you know, mistakes are punished. And it was kind of against the run of play, but look, that's just the way that intermediate cup is. You're coming up against good sides, and they punish you when you make mistakes. And as I said, it's just a great reaction then to, you know, it was kind of two quick, fair enough goals to get back in the lead again. Like, and it just showed good character from the boys to react like that.
And it was Dino Larkin who got that goal, you know, suppose, and Dryarch Park thought there was a victory coming, but look, it was, suppose it came down to the wire eventually. Chris Fox got in for the equaliser for Everton. Suppose it was coming as well. They were putting a lot of pressure on.
Yes, but they had the elements kind of in their favour in the second half. Like, we spoke about that at half time. But look, you know, we have loads of experience in the team, and you know, we keep telling them, look, you have to deal with whatever comes at you, like. And even the equaliser, when it comes, look, didn't face it. We still continued to play. Obviously, we had the man sent off, and then the boys, they still continued to play. So, as I say, they just showed their game management and the experience that we've kind of accrued over the last couple of seasons, and obviously the ex-senior lads that are in the mix there as well. It all helps.
Yeah, and as we were saying, like, I think Paddy Mealy went off round about the 60th minute in the second half, and suppose down to 10 men as well. Your side battled really, really hard, Jason.
Yeah, look, at that stage, we just made the decision to keep two up. Like, as I say, we trying to take the game to them, if you know what I mean, and got a wee bit braver in possession. And like, their manager even said to me afterwards, like, he was impressed with how we reacted to go down to 10. Mm. And as I say, I was happy. As I said after, look, if the lottery of penalties hadn't went our way, I couldn't have been disappointed with the performance the boys put in. Do you know what I mean? Every man. And look, I spoke afterwards as well to them in the dressing room on a few occasions now this season. It has been our bench that has, you know, got us out of jail or won us matches, and that proved the point last night again. The additions coming in off the bench actually improved us and gave us that impetus to see it out.
Penalties can be very difficult, as we know. Is it something that your side has been practicing that much, because they were perfect last night?
No, none whatsoever. Didn't even, I kind of thought about it on Thursday night, you know, they had the training. But look, you can't replicate, you know, that situation last night with the pressure that it brings. So now it was just completely off the bat. Now there was no practice done.
Well, there was one man that really stood out last night, was Oisin Cannon, your goalkeeper. Saved the penalty and during the game as well, and last night during the penalties as well, stepped up. You know, you were telling me off air, you were just looking for those little bit patterns of penalties maybe that they were taken in previously in the past, and it paid out for you really well, Jason.
Yeah, we had spoke to Oisin beforehand about that. Like, and I'm delighted for Oisin as well. Look, he's come in there new this season, and he's only a young lad. Like, and you know, many goalkeepers of that age, and at the level that he's playing at. Like, so I'm absolutely delighted for him. And say he was the hero last night. So that'll be good for his confidence going forward and what's going to be kind of a busy few months first for the end of the season.
Big buzz out in Bunnygee, no doubt, today into the FAI Intermediate Cup quarterfinal for the first time. Jason, you have to be very satisfied with that.
Yeah, look, good crowd there last night, like, and as I say, we always speak about Bunnygee as a club, like, and I always feel it's just an opportunity for the players to give back to, you know, all of them people to be there on a daily, weekly basis, giving their time voluntary. You know, it's good and it's well deserving for them that, you know, they can, I suppose, boast or hold their heads high that they're in the last eight of another intermediate. So, and we're looking forward to it. And as I say, you know, it's never a case of we've got there and we're happy with that. We want to keep going, like, and we're a couple of games away from the final, and that's the way we'll be looking at it.